This is KUT Austin.
Stop. This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. It can be verbal, psychological, or physical. It can happen in person or online. It can happen anywhere people gather. But bullying at school can make classes a nightmare for some students and lead to unhappiness, stress, or worse. Janice and Rock Rockman are Central Texas Life and Relationship Coaches, certified by an International Coaching Federation accredited program. As the new school year gets underway, I wanted to talk with them about bullying, but I also wanted to hear from someone who has been in the trenches with it in school. So I asked their daughter, Grace, who's in the fifth grade, to join us to share her observations about bullying.
I've seen it mentally. I've seen it verbally, and mostly verbally, because I just think when you're a bully, you usually wish you had someone to help you out or to kind of lead you to where you need to go.
When you say a mental kind of bullying, what did that look like when you saw that?
For me, it looked like someone has said you have 16 heads, or
like making fun.
Yes, mm-hmm. Or when I was in first grade, they called me Jiggly Jugglers. I don't know why, but it was sort of a funny nickname. But yes, when it's mentally, they do sort of get a little aggressive.
So it's like teasing.
Yeah,
and the
teasing,
aim
pretty
is to
much.
Try and get the person to change their mind about how they see themselves or feel themselves.
Yeah.
Where is the line between teasing and joking and bullying?
Yeah, so it's funny at first, and then if you ask the person to stop or you tell them that you don't like it, and then they continue, is that where the line is drawn?
I remember back in the third grade, people were pointing at me because I got in trouble for something, and then I got really uncomfortable. I asked them to stop, but they kept doing it, and it really wasn't fun at all. It was really hurtful, and I didn't tell my teacher because I was embarrassed to, and I didn't want to make them upset, so it was kind of hard for me.
So it's difficult, like, when you draw a boundary line, even with children, you draw a boundary, you're like, this is uncomfortable now, and then when they continue is when I think it begins to erode at our sense of self, you know? And I mean, for children, as well as adults in the workplace, our classroom or our office space is our community. So if your community begins to turn against you, or that tide turns against you, you feel isolated or pointed out, can be pretty difficult. And you brought up a good point that you didn't want to tell your teacher. So that happens probably a lot.
One thing that comes up often in talking about bullying is what should happen sort of in the moment.
So I said this once, I believe in third or first grade. I said, what does that have to do with anything? Because to me, I think that kind of makes the bully feel like, okay, so they don't care. Then they try again, and then you say the same thing. And then they're kind of like, okay, this isn't working. What should I do? And then eventually, they just get overwhelmed, and then they find someone else to control.
So you overwhelm the bully by standing your ground.
Yes.
Right. The only power that the bully has is that you care about what they're saying about or about how they're trying to make you feel. You start to believe it. So when you show them that you don't care, then they let off.
When somebody is a bully, what's going on? What's the dynamic going on there?
I believe for myself, they feel, or someone else has bullied or controlled them, and then they're like, okay, what should I do about this? I'm kind of getting a little anxious. So then they try to let it off on somebody else.
A lot of times, folks that want to take advantage of people, control people, bully people, we don't know the foundation of what they're dealing with. Like, I've heard stories of, you know, children who are hungry every day when they come to school. You know, children who are abused in their household before they come to school. This child is going through a lot personally. They don't know how to process it. So then the way they express themselves is by attacking other people.
How can we think about turning down the temperature on bullying, if you will, and having reasonable responses when there's so much going on around us that is really provocative and kind of angry discussions. I'm thinking particularly about the political arena.
It's triggering.
It's not the only place, but it's a pretty prominent place. How do we filter that out or keep that from being sort of the new standard?
You have to shut down and shut off, right? You have to find some kind of way to step away from it at a certain point. You know, a child may not know how to process, you know, some bully message that's out there. And we know all the stories about some children who have even committed suicide. So cutting all of that off and taking one day off or even just a half of a day, unless we turn it off, we can't filter it out.
What about the perpetrator of that kind of communication or somebody who is a bully as opposed to somebody who might receive a message? What kind of, I guess, sort of thought transformation would that person have to go through, or what would that person have to filter out to rethink their behavior?
So we're wounded in relationships. We have to heal in relationships. So it's going to take having some healthy connection. And sometimes that comes in the form of a boundary. So we have to be okay with setting boundaries with folks that are bullying.
If you are the one that's doing the bullying, find your own way to communicate. Hey, you know I've been expressing some anger. Here's the reason why. Here's what's happening. And I think that goes for young and as an adult as well. You have to find your own inner pain, your own inner, what's going on at your core that makes you respond to people the way that you are. Find out what's going on inside of you and heal that. And then what's inside will come out.
And don't stop reaching out for help. If you reach out to one teacher and it doesn't go as you hoped or you didn't get the support, reach out again. Reach out to a counselor.
Absolutely.
Don't stop reaching out.
Janice and Rock Rockman are Central Texas Life and Relationship Coaches certified by an International Coaching Federation accredited program. Grace Rockman is a fifth grader in Central Texas. Mm-hmm. We thank you all for your time and discussion today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.